voice, and I know them, and they follow me. These words of Jesus in the Gospel of St. John speak comfort and promise to those who know that life and peace may only be found by abiding in the Savior. Always with Christ is a ministry of Holy Cross Anglican Church. Located in the desert mountains of Alpine in far west Texas, Holy Cross seeks to faithfully serve our Lord and our community by sharing the love of God in Jesus Christ, teaching the doctrine of the apostles, and breaking the bread of life. In this series, Father Damian Grout helps us understand the wisdom of observing the church year and the way it plays an important role in conforming us to the image and likeness of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Today, on Friday, May the 25th in the year 2018, we are called to continue our celebration of the Feast of Pentecost, and we do so by hearing from the fifth chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke, the account of our Lord's healing of the paralytic. And to help us to understand and apply this story, we hear the words of St. Ambrose, the Bishop of Milan. The Holy Gospel is written in the fifth chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke, beginning at the 17th verse. At that time it came to pass on a certain day, as Jesus was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And behold, men brought in a bed a man which was taken with a palsy, and they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop, and let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said unto him, Man, thy sins are forgiven thee. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, Who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, What reason ye in your hearts? Whether is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Rise up and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sins, he said unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, Arise, and take up thy couch, and go into thine house. And immediately he rose up before them, and took up that whereon he lay, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, We have seen strange things today. From a homily by St. Ambrose, the Bishop. The evangelist saith, And behold, men brought in a bed a man which was taken with a palsy. The healing of this paralytic was not unmeaning, nor its fruit limited to himself. It was for his sake that the Lord prayed before he healed him. Certainly, it was not because he must needs ask the power to heal, but for example's sake. He gave a pattern to be followed, not a display of prayer on his own behalf. In the presence of the Pharisees and doctors of the law, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, many sick folk were healed, and among them is specially described the healing of this paralytic. Now, as we have said before, every sick man at the first ought to engage his friends to offer up prayers for his recovery, that so the tottering form of our life and the halting footsteps of our conduct may be restored by the heavenly medicine of the healing word of prayer. There ought also to be someone to counsel him and to raise his mind to higher things, lest the sick body weigh down the soul with its languor. With the help of such friends he can, by means of prayer, be brought to Jesus, and, as it were, laid on the ground before his feet, so that the Lord may lift up his countenance upon him, who is thus laid low before him. Yea, the Lord doth countenance the lowly, for he hath regarded the lowliness of his handmaiden Mary. And when he saw their faith, he said unto him, Man, thy sins are forgiven thee. Great is the Lord, for the merits of some he forgiveth the sins of others. In commending the good deeds of one, he granteth amnesty to another. Why, O man, is thy fellow citizen of nothing worth in thy sight, while before God the lowest slave hath the privilege of pleading and the power to obtain his request? O thou that judgest, learn to forgive. Thou that art sick, learn to pray. If thou art doubtful of the pardon of thy sins because of their grievousness, ask for intercessions. Get thee to the church that she may pray for thee, and that the Lord regarding her may grant to her pleadings what he might otherwise refuse to thine. And now, though we must not pass over the historical fact that the body of this paralytic was healed, yet let us remember also the inward cure, for his sins were forgiven. The Jews said, "Who can forgive sins but God alone?" And in those words they confess the godhood of him who forgave the sins of the paralytic, and themselves condemn their own unbelief in him whose work they acknowledged, but whose person they denied. Let us pray. Most merciful God, we beseech thee that thy church, being joined together in the unity of the Holy Spirit, may be preserved evermore from all the assaults of the enemy, through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the same, one God, world without end. Amen.
Holy Cross Anglican Church is committed to upholding the historic Christian faith of Christ and his apostles through word and sacrament. We are located across from the golf course at 903 Fighting Buck Avenue in Alpine. Join us to worship on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. For more information, find us on Facebook at Holy Cross Anglican Church, Alpine, Texas.